back to the New Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK, 101 FM, The Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Who do we have on the line?
William's on the line for you.
All right. Good morning, Minister William. How you doing, sir?
Assalamu alaikum. Well, by God's grace, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. You know, I just had a caller who called and was explaining to me why, you know, our government left so many Americans in Ukraine who chose to stay in Ukraine on their own volition, knowing that this war was coming. You know, and now people should be really worried and concerned about them getting out. You know, I don't know, Minister William, why people choose to. They know that these wars are real and coming, and yet they choose to stay. I don't, you know. Do they not believe that these are real?
Well, brother, I really couldn't speak for, you know, those decisions. I believe and I know for sure, you know, without a full picture and understanding of why they're staying there, that these conflicts and these wars are for reasons that we don't really hear the real truth and get the full picture in a historical context in the mainstream media. So I always watch the news and with great skepticism as to how it's reported. And I always know that there's more to what's going on. And I wait for clarity, and I try to get alternative sources of news.
Yes, sir.
But I couldn't really judge, you know, why someone refuses to leave. Because I'm not really sure what's going on. I don't know what we're looking at.
So let's do this. You wanted to make an announcement?
Yes. First of all, Happy Savior's Day. I want to invite the listening audience to tune in this Sunday, February 27th, to hear a message from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, a Savior's Day message. Savior's Day is the celebration of the founder of the Nation of Islam, Master Farid Muhammad. And he came to North America in 1930. He made himself known, and he began the process that we have today called the Nation of Islam. And he raised up the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam, and now the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is their representative. And so he will be speaking this Sunday. As you know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been a faithful warner and teacher to Black people and to the American people and to the world. For 67 years, 45 years absent of his teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The message that the minister would give, he has entitled The Swan Song. And of course, Swan Song kind of indicates finality, coming to an end of a process. And so it's for those from your listening audience who have heard the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, have followed him. You know the love that he has for our people, but also the love that he has for humanity, the love that he has for truth. And because that love is, I would say, a perfect love, it has removed his fear of the consequences for speaking truth. It has removed his fear of the powers in this country and in the world that don't want our people and the American people to hear the truth. And he speaks it unafraid because of his love for, again, for truth.
So for those who may not know, who have probably heard things about Minister Louis Farrakhan over the decades, I think it's important that people understand in the Nation of Islam that what it actually has been doing and what it is really about, and that's cleaning up the people of this nation and black people, especially all over the world, and giving them self-respect and doing for self and all along those ways, educating their families,
yeah,
business, creating business opportunities, and really uplifting a people who, in many instances in this nation, have not been looked upon with a lot of respect.
Yes, sir. You know, when you look at the foundation and history of this country, and you look at it in full context, the foundation of America, you know, it was built upon slavery, and it was built upon injustice and white supremacy, right?
Those are just facts.
Right.
You know, I know people don't want to hear that, but those are facts. Go ahead.
Well, that has had a devastating effect on the social, economic, but psychological, moral, and spiritual effect on our people, right? So our primary focus over 90 years has been to redeem our people, to restore them, to give them the requisite knowledge for repair and for self-sufficiency in every area of their life, to connect them to God first and to themselves, and to unify our people in such a way where we can maneuver and elevate ourselves independent of others, you know, so that we are not always dependent. And so self-sufficiency has been the major thrust. Connection to God and self has been a major thrust. But you can't inspire people to make a move like that without cleansing them of the illnesses and the filth and the effect of white supremacy. And so the number one problem that our people have, which is very hard for others to understand, is self-hatred. You know, what is the effect of teaching our people that their savior looks like the same oppressor or even the slave master? What is the effect of the of all of the heroes and the images in Hollywood, the images, and I'm talking about over the years now, over the decades, the images and all of the heroes are white and the caricatures that are made of black people, it has created this self-hatred that causes our people to turn in on themselves, right? And so in every major city of America today, you know, you see self-destruction. You know, you see, us abusing ourselves. Well, we were raised by God to address that and to offer from God an ultimate solution, not just, you know, the quick fix, more police, the, you know, funding here, funding there. There's an ultimate solution that we have presented to America for over 90 years. And so the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and let's just use this as an example. You know, Minister Farrakhan called black men in 1995 to come to Washington, D.C., not to petition the government, not to protest police brutality. These are all things that are important. But the major call was for black men to atone. Atone to God. Atone to our women. Atone to our community. Ask God before the world for forgiveness. And then we made a pledge.
So, Minister Williams, hold that thought. Hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. On the line, Minister William Muhammad of Muhammad's Mosque, number 3 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We'll be right back.